This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jeff Tiberi. Whole Foods is one of the most dominant and well-known fresh food grocery store chains in the country. It's in the middle of building 1,000 new stores, but it's the survival of the freshest in the Triangle, where another trendy grocery chain is snapping up real estate, competing for Whole Foods clientele. Changing Economy reporter Leonita Inch has more.
Right now we're standing in the gift center. We have some beautiful poinsettias, great cut flowers, beautiful displays of roses here.
Steve Shem enjoys showing off the fresh market that opened just this month on University Drive in Durham.
The back wall really sets us apart from a lot of our competition. We've got great seafood offerings. We've got great meat offerings.
Shem is Regional Director of Operations for Greensboro-based Fresh Market. On the same day he was opening the Durham store, a colleague was opening a store in Plantation, Florida. Shem says soon, the grocer will be opening another store in Charlotte and a first one in Fayetteville.
We're expanding across our entire footprint right now.
The Fresh Market plans to open 23 to 25 stores this fiscal year, mostly in the Southeast United States.
How are you? Would you like a free bag? It has Jelly Bellies and coffee in it. And would you like to enter to win a $100 gift card?
Opening day at the Fresh Market was busy as expected. Ironically, a year ago, Food Lion, North Carolina's largest grocery store chain, sat in that exact spot. Food Lion's lease reportedly ran out. But 2 years ago, the Salisbury-based company announced it was closing more than 100 underperforming stores. The folks shopping at the Fresh Market hardly remember Food Lion. Berkeley Yorkery of Durham went in for some milk and ham, but soon filled her basket. She was familiar with the Fresh Market's Chapel Hill store.
So, did you shop here when this was a Food Lion?
No, I did not.
Do you remember a Food Lion being here?
I do remember a Food Lion being here. It was hard to remember, yes. There was a Food Lion and a Kmart here.
It's not easy keeping up with consumers' changing tastes. Economist Mike Walden at NC State says it's good business sense, though.
What we have seen in the supermarket industry is a shift from things that people bought in the past where maybe they didn't pay so much attention to health or they didn't pay attention to freshness as much or safety. Now all those things are very important.
Whole Foods figured this out a long time ago. Many of its new stores will be smaller and in urban areas it never considered a decade ago. This year, Florida-based Publix has been making inroads in the competitive North Carolina grocery store market. Its newest store opened 2 months ago in Cary, and there are plans for a Publix in Raleigh. Christy Burris is a spokeswoman for the Carolinas Food Industry Council. She says grocery companies are responding to North Carolina's rebounding real estate market and growth in the service hospitality sector.
You know, grocers are going to follow population density and income, and the interest in natural, organic, local, gluten-free, all of that is very strong in our state, and stores are working, you know, to get the formula just right to succeed.
Would you like me to put your items in the bag?
Sure. No.
There are 1,700 grocery stores across the state, and the competition is on. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.